This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening to us. Happy Friday to everybody. We've been highlighting, we're calling them the capeless heroes. They're the people who are out there on the front lines dealing with the situations that nobody else wants to deal with and keeping the world running while we're all hunkered down at our homes. Today we are going to talk to a lady by the name of Julie. Julie, are you there? Julie?
Joe,
are you there, hon?
Good morning.
There she is.
Hey, Joe. So, listen, Julie is a little hesitant because she didn't even know she got nominated. A bunch of her friends nominated her. So this was a little out of the blue for you this morning, wasn't it?
It was.
And she also says she doesn't feel like a hero. So she's talking to Brynn on the break. She's like, what now? What's happening? Why am I?
I'm no hero. We are an essential service, so we are operating during this public health crisis because we have vulnerable populations to serve.
So Julie, hold on, you don't think you're a hero, but you're the director of development at Shelter Inc. So you are taking on the needs of the homeless people. That they do not stop during this. They don't take a time out. And they're most likely being outcast further than ever. And you're someone who is saying, come to me.
Indeed. We serve over 2,500 people a year, including 1,000 children annually. And just because the public health crisis is here doesn't mean that people's housing is more affordable or that the shelters can close. So we have folks living in our shelters that we care for. With not just shelter and meals, but services to help them improve their lives and take steps back towards self-sufficiency.
Are you, what town are you working in? Are we talking about San Francisco here, or where are you out of, Julie?
We're in Contra Costa County, Solano County, and Sacramento County.
So, you're not hearing, here's the thing. The news is all about coronavirus. It's all about this, all about that, people who are doing this and that. We're not hearing about the homeless people. The few things I've heard about them at all have been things like the Bay Club maybe making some room for them at one of their open tennis courts. But you guys are out there and having to deal with this every day.
That's right. And our heroes and sheroes are those frontline shelter workers and case managers who are helping people through this crisis and through their lives every day.
Hey, Julie, let me ask you. So when you do you guys send people out for sort of intervention, or are you in a position where people who need help come to you? How does that work?
People come to us. Most counties have a referral system. The 211 system is usually how folks come to us. And so they get connected to our services that way.
211?
211.
What is that?
I'm not familiar with that.
So those are those city emergency lines that most cities or municipalities have put into place to connect folks with a variety of services in each county.
And so you're saying that a homeless person calls this number, or that somebody who sees someone in need of help calls that?
That's how people who are seeking services connect with us.
That is, I'm actually glad to hear that there's a number like that. This is the first time I'm ever hearing of that. So,
there are numbers like that in the city, even.
That's valid everywhere that you know of. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. Good to know.
That's actually amazing. So listen, Julie, you're the director of development at Shelter Inc. You're Contra Costa County. We're adding you to our list of heroes, whether you like it or not, lady. And so you're going to be able to find Julie's story at radioalice.com/hero. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or thank for their hard work? Someone you'd like to highlight? Anything you want? Here's a minute for you. Go ahead.
Well, first, I'd like to thank Sid and Brent, who nominated me. They're very generous folks, too. Yay! And they're listening to the ballot. Woohoo!
Anybody else? Family?
I'd just like to say that folks who want to help us help others, because people are feeling really generous right now, is to go to our website, shelterinc.org, and they'd be able to find out how they can plug in and help their community locally.
Perfect. Well, we just wanted to say a quick thank you to you this morning, Julie. You are truly a hero, and that's a population that doesn't get attention in the best of times, and it's nice to know that someone's out there who cares. And 211, who knew? You did, but not us. So now
I
we
didn't
know.
211.
Thank you so much, Julie. Great
job.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on today.
Thanks, Julie.
If you want to nominate someone, or if you want to nominate yourself, or you just want to come on and say what you're doing out there, we're talking anybody on the front lines, the people who are keeping everything running right now. Send an email to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn, at radioalice.com. And then if you want to check out, if you hear something that you're interested in, or you know, you want more information on any of these various heroes, radioalice.com/hero. So thanks again to Julie. I'm going to start the trash here. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by, radioalice.com/local. This is a whole other thing we're doing. If you're a local business deemed essential and you're open, please email us at lovelocal@radioalice.com or DM us on the Alice973 Instagram. We want to get your info out there. There is a whole list of open businesses in whatever your county is at radioalice.com/local.
Local.
Tekashi 6ix9ine's in the news today. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that guy was in prison. Turns out they let him out. He's been released early. His lawyer said, he's got asthma. We need to get him out. We need to
poor guy.
Go for a compassionate release. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Wait, so he's got asthma, which means he's more susceptible to COVID-19.
Right, and they are saying that prisons are hotspots for this. These are people who are around each other, and one person brings it in to their loved one, and the next thing you know, it's running through the prison. Manhattan federal judge granted 23-year-old Tekashi 6ix9ine, Daniel Hernandez, a.k.a., release from Queens Detention Facility into home confinement. His legal team said the guy's got asthma, puts him at high risk for contracting the virus, and prosecutors did not oppose the release. They are saying circumstances presented here are extraordinary and compelling to justify compassionate release. The pandemic is extraordinary and unprecedented. It presents clear and present danger to free society that needs no elaboration. It also says he does not pose a danger to the community. He'll serve in supervised home confinement with a GPS monitor, it looks like. He's among several high-profile inmates who have requested an early release, including former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, Bernie Madoff, who has all kinds of health problems right now, Michael Avenatti, that's the lawyer, the mm-hmm. Stormy Daniels guy. R. Kelly wants out. As of right now, Tekashi 6ix9ine he's the only one, the first one, I guess, who's been successful in his request.
Maybe I shouldn't even say
just
this.
Just do it. Just
this
say
is
it.
It's just one of those things where, you know, that Avenatti guy who not only came out of seemingly nowhere, but then went on to act like he's going to run for president.
And meanwhile, he's trying to, you know, extort money out of Nike.
Right, well, and elsewhere, I'm sure.
Right.
And that guy is no different than the Tiger King. He is just one of those dudes who's working a scam and making it up as he goes and just holding on by his fingertips, and it just caught up with him. But that's that guy. Ugh.
I know. Yucky. Well, he's in prison. He wants out. All right, Bryn, there's just a couple things we wanted to do in the music, in the new music this week. There's really nothing gigantic. So here's the ones that we decided on. There's a solo album from a guy named M. Ward. You may know him as the other half of Zooey Deschanel's She and Him. He's the him in this. So he's done some other solo records, but he's got that band with Zooey Deschanel. And it's, this one is called Migration Stories. And here is what this sounds like. M
here
Ward.
Is the title track.
Sailing on past space and time, that's how I'll get back to you.
We should all vote. We should all do thumbs up or thumbs down on these.
Yeah, I'm going to say the radio... the Radiohead impression is unwelcome.
Yes. And all it takes is 2 out of 4 to get something off the air. Get it off.
Give me one more.
Sure.
This next one is going to be called Unreal City.
All my life, my heart in search of what will. Who can say the words? And in a dream, I hitched a helicopter.
I don't know if I'm prejudiced by the first song, but I'm going thumbs down on this one too, Bob. Vinny, you still in?
No, I actually have this album, and I've chosen I will never listen to it.
This is, we all have this one. That's crazy.
Right.
Why do we have to have this one? Next up is someone named Steve Aoki. What's Steve Aoki's deal? Do we know?
He is a DJ, and he's
huge.
Okay.
He is huge.
When you say a DJ, you mean like a DJ Khaled type? They go in these places, and they spin, and they've got their little tracks and stuff? You
know, yeah, I don't think Khaled does that. I think Khaled's actually a producer. Right. I think this Aoki guy hosts huge parties, spins, makes music, and he's also known for a certain jump he does, isn't he?
I'm not sure about the jump, but that
makes sense, yeah.
It's like a dance move, you know, because since he's not actually playing the music, I mean, he's playing it, but he's not.
He presses return or whatever, execute on his computer. Mm-hmm. So Steve Aoki has this is his sixth record, and it's called Neon Future 4.
Yeah, so I pulled this
one. I can already guess what this sounds like. Am I going to want to dance?
Yeah,
you are.
But there's always like a nice little build up if you do it right as a DJ.
Before the bass drops.
Yeah, but this song is called Crash Into Me. You may know that title from another song. And I think the guy who sings on this is Darren Criss. C-R-I-S-S.
Oh, the guy from Glee and from, I think he was also, did he do some Hamilton stuff too, or am I crazy? Darren Criss.
I'm not sure about that.
He's
definitely
a Glee guy. All right, let's hear
take
it.
Take a listen.
Damn, I wanted to go crazy.
Yeah, he really let that down, though, the vocal even. Hey, Darren Criss also was in The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, right. That's right. So you saw that, didn't you?
I did watch part of that. They turned it into a long thing.
This is off his Neon Future 4. What else? Did you grab another one off of this one?
I only grabbed one. Here's a good part I like from the song, though.
Okay, that Darren Criss guy can sing. I like it.
Yeah,
that's
he can.
Fine. All right, and finally, Sam Hunt. He's the body like a back. Or is that him?
That's correct. And surprisingly, that song is on this album.
I thought this came out like 3 years ago. How was this not on his other album?
I was surprised to see that as well. I'm not sure how many albums he has and...
Well, they're saying, actually, this is only a second album. This is, I guess he had a massive debut album called Montevallo, and this one's called Southside, and you're telling me that this is not just some, like, wait, we should put the hit song on this one, too?
Maybe they did that, but all I know is as I was pulling from this album called Southside, I saw this one, so I grabbed it just because I knew it would remind you of who he was.
Sure. That's the guy.
I like this song here. It's called Kinfolks.
Am I the only one hearing that crackle?
Oh, is that too loud? Oh, okay, I must be cranking it a little bit too hard. Yeah. I guess I'm too into it. All right,
That's nice.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know, maybe you should wait a few weeks before you introduce people to your kinfolks.
Another one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Fear is Hard to Forget.
I love it.
Vinny loves country music. Just ask him.
I do.
All right. I know. I heard you. I mean, you own every country album ever made.
I know.
All right. Anyway, there you go. That's a new Sam Hunt record. And that's all we got time for in the music news today. I mean, we have time for more, but I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
So let's see. Next up is Outside Lands, guys. This is our festival. This happens in August. Organizers for Outside Lands have issued an update regarding the status It's supposed to happen early August in Golden Gate Park. That's more than 2 months after the currently projected peak of coronavirus-related hospitalizations in late May, but still within a range of uncertainty for public gatherings. There's no question about that. So it's not clear how long we'll be required to shelter in place. London Breed said on Wednesday, the extension of this past May is possible. So Outside Land's Twitter account said, with everything happening around the world, we're reminded of our connection to one another and hope that you, our fans, are healthy and safe. As always, we're working closely with local officials to ensure that if Outside Lands happens, it'll happen in the safest environment possible. Proud of the strength of our Bay Area community. So they have not yet, by the way, released the lineups for Outside Lands. And I'm sure actually, oh, suddenly I hear the echo. Is that Bryn's head? Nope, it's gone. So there you go. It turns out it was Bryn's headphones the whole time. So basically, here's what they're saying. They're not going to say yet. They're going to wait and see. It's a wait and see thing. And they're not going to announce the lineup because it might change. I mean, if they go ahead and announce lineups, or there just doesn't seem to be much point in that. So I think that they, like all of us, are in a wait and see. But they haven't canceled it or postponed it. So I guess that's good news. You know, gives us hope that there's some future coming. Outside Lands, that's the latest. And that's all we've got.
You know, a lot of the public announcements or addresses that have been made, often that term has been used with everything going on in the world. And I don't understand. I know the world has plenty of problems, but this is related to one. All of these problems are related to one very specific thing. It's not religion-based. It's not, you know what I mean? It's just, this is about COVID-19 worldwide, not about, I don't know. I just don't know why they go with that vague address. It seems weird.
Yeah. It's already 8:25. You know what I want to do? I just want to squeeze this one more, the Tiffany Haddish thing. I didn't know that Tiffany Haddish sang, did you?
No.
She's got a single out. If you don't know who Tiffany Haddish is, she's a famous comedian, and she's a very talented lady. She was one of my favorite hosts on SNL ever. She has announced a new single because she's bored, I guess. I mean, we're all bored. Maybe we're all going to start putting out singles. Why the hell not? The single is out today from She Ready Records. I guess she has a new show that's starting. So maybe this is part. Is this a Netflix thing? It's called The Last OG. It starts up Tuesday, they say. But she went on Instagram to tell fans to check out her new single. It's called Come and Get Your Baby Daddy.
Wait a minute. I thought The Last OG was the show starring, what's that comedian's name that got his, I hate that I can't think of his name.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, yes. I think it stars Tracy Morgan.
So she must be a co-star on that?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I was about to say the guy who got run over by a Walmart truck.
Yeah,
but,
that guy. So, sure, Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, well, he's not mentioned in this story, but The Last OG, they're saying here, starts up Tuesday. So let's hear what Tiffany Haddish can do musically. Come and get your baby daddy, come and get your baby daddy, daddy. Drinking all on me. Is there any singing? Come and get your baby daddy, come and get your baby daddy,
daddy. He won't call me. No, there it, well, it's
is
a short clip.
Oh. Come and get your baby daddy, come and get your baby daddy.
So
sing.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, she doesn't sing. I think she raps in this song. She does jump into a slight verse here at the end.
Okay.
Here.
All right, let's hear that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Come and get your baby daddy.
A whole 2 seconds
of
a preview of her verse here. 10 kids and no car. That's it. At the end of her chorus is that. Here, I'll play it for you one more time. Got like
10 kids and no car. 10 kids and no car.
So she raps.
That's pretty rappy, I guess.
10 kids and no car?
I'm pretty sure that's what that she just said. I don't know. A TNK, no call.
That is what she said, yes.
All right, Tiffany Haddish. Should stick with acting? I don't know. It's great. It's fine. Sounds great. I'm sure it'll be a number one hit. Sure. I don't understand how things get to be hits these days. I'm sure
I feel like we've just been had. Was that an April Fool's joke? I mean, what is the deal?
Hey, there are none of those anymore. All the fun sucked out of the world. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I've got fast facts and some updates for you after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.